Good morning. This is Word Made Flesh, the radio ministry of Neighbors of Hope. We'll share struggles and triumphs of how through the Word, everyone can experience the loving and healing reality of Christ's compassion. Now here is the Neighbors of Hope Executive Director, Pastor Stephen Palmer, with this week's Word.
Well, good morning, gentlemen. Welcome to this week's edition of Word Made Flesh. How are we doing?
Good.
Oh, yeah. So, here in a few days, it's going to be Thanksgiving.
Absolutely.
All right. So maybe we should just spend a couple minutes sharing with our listening audience maybe some things that you're thankful for.
Well, I'm thankful for this house and what it stands for and what it's done in my life and everyone else.
Anything else?
My daughters, my family, the people I have here.
Okay.
Yeah. I'm thankful for, like Justin said, you know, what this place has done for my life, the sense of community that I feel, and I'm thankful for all the people who make this happen, from the top down. You know, I'm thankful for all the opportunities that I have now and in my future because of this place. You know, I'm thankful for all the blessings God bestows on me and everybody here.
Good.
I am thankful for being liberated by God's love, allowing me to transform the man I was always supposed to be.
Wow. That rascal is getting pretty deep on us, isn't he?
Yeah.
Well, I appreciate you sharing that. If we pause long enough, particularly this week, this moment, the list is pretty endless on things that we can be grateful for and thankful for. As our listening audience, if they've been paying attention the past couple of weeks, we've been journeying through our most recent study of Henry Nouwen's book, The Return of the Prodigal Son. We spent some time looking at the younger brother. We spent some time looking at the elder brother. Most recently, we're looking at the character of the father. Now, segueing between the elder brother and the father, that kind of coincides with Thanksgiving, is Henry says there's two things that we need to implement if we're going to journey toward the light of the Father. And that was trust and gratitude. Okay. So before we really get headlong into the Father and sharing some of our insights with our listening audience, speak to me a little bit about how that trust and gratitude, now that we're speaking on Thanksgiving, has impacted your life. How are you doing? Do you find yourself more grateful?
Yeah, I know I'm saying, I don't say love, but that love frees to where you can freely give it and you don't care about being hurt. So you're probably going to get hurt, but you freely give it. And, especially the last 3 months, this program, I'm really quick to give, no hesitation. And I'm really slow to take. I only take if people offer it if it's a need. I don't care about the wants anymore. But I give more, whether it be a conversation, whether it be something, it could be a material thing, whether it be just my time. I'm quicker without even thinking about it to give what I have. And I don't really try to take, unless I have to. Out of necessity. So it's kind of good. Being an addict, being an alcoholic, addiction from the years, you're just so selfish, you're so needy, so taking, so stealing, whatever you need because you need it, and you feed this habit. This is a nice 180, a nice flip to where I'm on another spectrum, I can give it. I don't need it. I can, not that I owe that, I need to pay it back, but it is kind of paying for it. And I think that's an amazing thing, the transformation, the tables are turned, and you are able to be used as a tool of God's or an instrument. To give, not because I took so much and I got to repay. In that sense, that's what I'm supposed to do. That's what I've been supposed to do. The drugs and alcohol took me away from my true identity. and I'm back to it. So now I'm back to where I'm supposed to be. Just got lost.
Good. Good. Anybody else?
Yeah, I think when I look at that question, you know, the first thing I think that comes to my mind is, you know, my identity. I used to identify myself as, you know, an addict, a loser, things like that. Well, now I'm not any of that. I'm a beloved child of God, and it's liberating to know that I don't have to live like that anymore. I don't have to think of myself as low. My self-esteem is getting built here more and more every day. And I think, you know, my whole life, you know, I've been searching for this love, you know, and I just never really found it. And I'd fill that hole with drugs or alcohol and things like that. And now that I'm here, I'm realizing I was loved the whole time. I just never could see it. Now I see it, and it's kind of nice to know that, you know, tomorrow I'm going to wake up and I'm going to be loved. I'm loved every single day. Everything I do, I'm loved. Even if it's not exactly right, I'm still loved. You know, I was loved back when I was doing all my dirt, you know? And I think that's really powerful for me. I think about that a lot. And I think that's a big part of me changing my life, is realizing that I'm loved and I don't need to go search for it anymore. I've already got it. If I know that God loves me, everything else will fall in place.
Good. Got anything?
Yes, sir. My name is Justin, and you know, kind of all my life, you know, I've always tried to find love and give love any way I can. You know, whether it's with drugs, women, people I was locked up with, you know. I always just try to find some type of love any which way. You know, I never got it. And, you know, now, you know, I know I'm loved by God, and I ain't got to go searching for it. I don't need it, you know. And, makes me feel really happy. You know, I still, you know, got my struggles, you know, but I know that God's going to be with me and help me on my head through them struggles. You know, he ain't gonna leave me hanging. That's one person that never will. I'll still get hurt, but that's life.
Yeah. Listening to you, I hear the sense of gratitude based upon the encounter with the love of God that has no conditions on it. Right? That, as you were saying, you know, maybe we were in the crack house or something. God doesn't necessarily condone that act, but that doesn't mean that that act prevented God from still loving me. Thus, the younger son, the prodigal, right? Or there are times where, you know, maybe we became envious, bitter, resentful, like the elder brother, in our dutifulness. And yet, God loved us even then. So the what Henry has been doing a good job is expressing that love. I'm sensing your positions of gratitude is really an encounter with that overcomes what Henry then says in the section on the Father, that he challenges us. How are we doing with overcoming the challenges regarding our self-contempt, self-loathing, and self-worth? Right? Can you speak a little bit about how that challenge, how you're wrestling with that challenge every day? It's one thing to sit here and say that, you know, I've encountered this love, all right? Right now it kind of brings me this sense of gratefulness. I'm grateful that God loves me and everything. But, you know, there are some times where something triggers in me this, I don't know if I'm worth God finding, right? It appears to me as though you're saying, yeah, God has found me. And I'm working on letting God continue to find me. And how is it impacting you overcoming your sense of self? You know, do you feel worthless?
No. I sometimes think it, but no.
I think something for me is, like I was saying earlier, with the self-esteem.
Yep.
Every day I'm doing little things to put these little wins in my pocket, and it builds my self-esteem. When my self-esteem is better, I won't think of myself as worthless. I won't think of myself as just scum of the earth, you know, and all this other stuff. And I know God loves me. That makes me feel that much better every day too. You know, I don't, there's a day, everybody has days, you know, I get down on myself, but then I, you know, I have to have people around me like you and, you know, the other guys to go and talk to and build myself back up, get that little pat on the back, get going, move on. I don't need to dwell on that, because if I dwell on it too long, I'll just go back to doing all the other stuff that I did the first part of my life, and I don't need to do that.
Do you have anything you wanted to add there, young man? On this section of the Father, Henry does challenge us that oftentimes we because of our self-loathing, self-rejection, self-contempt, the way we feel about ourselves, and then we think, well, if I feel this way about myself, then so must God. All right? And so we don't really allow ourselves to be found by God. But he challenges us that we need to overcome that. Our response to that encounter is one of gratitude, and this being, you know, the week of Thanksgiving, we should be thankful for that, and I think you've expressed that. But it doesn't just end there. Henry will go on to state that how one of the things Jesus does when Jesus came, right, was to, not just simply to reveal this inexhaustible love of God for us, but how we can utilize this gift in our everyday lives. That gives our life a sense of purpose. The ultimate purpose then for that is that we start looking like the Father. Yeah.
Okay, I'm talking about that self-worth, the self-esteem thing. To me, like in the game, you speak of, you know, God said we're good. Therefore, he doesn't make junk. So all the things I've done in my past, things I think about, things other people think, the lies I bought into in this world, that you have this, and you have this, to be loved, to be like him, measure myself up to other men, their standards, it should be God's. No matter what I was doing wrong, success, the failure, God loved me anyway. So, I don't know. And I bought that life for years. I want to reach my money back. Or at least I need to change for something.
Right,
this love of the guy that's always been there. Take that. I'm going to count my losses. You know, but I don't buy into that no more. It's lies. You know, it's all. And once you wear that, once you see that, I'm not saying that's not easy to do, but that's one of the struggles. You got to constantly remind you, refresh yourself of this, that, so you don't fall off and buy into that again. None of us are exempt.
Oh, no, not at all.
So,
whenever, you know, I get, you know, I have a look every once in a while, you know, rough time, you know, self-doubt, and say self-worth, low self-esteem, I get these thoughts, these bad voices in my head. You know, I talk to, you know, people about it here sometimes, and, you know, God works through that and tells me something different. But that's what God thinks. That's just my own voices in my head. You know, that ain't the truth. I ain't got to believe it. You choose to believe it. What do you want to believe?
Well, thank you, gentlemen. We appreciate you joining us on this week's edition of Word Made Flesh. May God's grace, peace, love, and joy be with you always.
Thank you for listening to Word Made Flesh. Neighbors of Hope brings people hope through a comprehensive suite of Christ-centered programs that include the Men's Ministry, Blessings and More Resale Store, our Third Day Farming Project, Fishes and Loaves Food Pantry, and, of course, our radio ministry program, Word Made Flesh. Find out how you can become a neighbor of hope at neighborsofhope.com. We look forward to you joining us again next Sunday morning.